I'm Michael Williams, Artistic Director of Sydney Writers Festival. This recording and the festival itself take place on the unceded lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. As part of the 2021 festival, we hosted a great debate where two teams of festival favourites thrashed out the question, how good is Australia, to challenging, comedic and thought-provoking effect. Here's journalist, columnist, TV screenwriter and author Benjamin Law with his contribution for the affirmative, arguing that Australia is good, or at least good enough. Enjoy.
Now, we shall return to the sunlit plains with our final speaker for the affirmative, the terminally charming Ben Law, author, broadcaster, columnist, who turned his family into a TV series and himself into this country's greatest advocate for swimming since Shane Gould. We're not larking in the pool now, Ben. To the microphone.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. G'day, g'day. Okay. So if you read the Australian newspaper or the Daily Telegraph on a daily basis, commiserations. Reassess your life choices. I'm kidding, I'm not really. I mention this because readers of the Murdoch Press might know my name, my brand, isn't exactly synonymous with Australian patriotism. The Australian has described me as identity poster child, Benjamin Law. Miranda Devine has called me an affront to decency. Yeah. The conservative and jingoistic journal Quadrant once described me as ABC SBS golden boy Benjamin Law, who is, in a strong field, one of the most bitchiest and most unpleasant figures in Australian public life. None of which screams patriot, does it? By the way, they only said one of the bitchiest because we all know the bitchiest is David Marr. Look, so you might be surprised that I'm standing here in front of you, apparently about to tear off my shirt to show you my Southern Cross tattoo, to argue, how good is Australia? Look, it's not just me though. Every single one of us here on stage, Annabelle, David, Nakia, Elaine, Don, myself, have actually spent substantial parts of our career in the arts and the media exploring, analysing and interrogating what the fuck has exactly gone wrong with this country we now call Australia. And in fact, a lot of the things that the negative team has said is true. I mean, Annabelle rhymed. You can't argue with that. And David had a very convincing extended version of his final thoughts on insiders. I don't contest any of their points, but here's what complicates things. When people like Nakia Louie, Elaine Crombie, or me, or Yasmin Abdel-Majid, Osman Faruqi, or Yumi Steins, do you notice anything in common, by the way? When we offer even the mildest criticism of this country, we're told we don't love Australia. We're told that we hate it. We're told that we think Australia's bad. How dare these black, brown and yellow people have the cheek, the nerve, the gall, the audacity and the gumption to criticise these hallowed lands. Now, I've lost track of how many times after tweeting even the mildest critique of the government or Australian culture, I've been told to go back to where I came from, which is odd given that I was born in Nambour. When I offer my thoughts on Australian identity on The Drum or Q&A, I log onto Twitter and find people attacking me for being a stooge for the People's Republic of China, which is weird given my family are from Hong and we're not the biggest fans of the Chinese government either. And after discussing racism on Twitter, I was once told, "You're a joke, you bum-tickling communist." Okay, I actually love that one. That's in my Twitter banner. But here's the thing. None of us, no matter our race or our cultural background, criticise this country because we think it's completely shithouse. After all, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy. And none of us here, And none of you out there are clearly apathetic about this country. When we get disappointed in Australia, when we get sad about it, and yes, when we feel a burning hot rage that boils us to our core, what we are feeling are the intense emotions we feel towards a family member we love who has fallen short. These are the emotions we feel towards something good, not great, that we yearn and need to be so much better. Now, it's a deeply unfashionable thing to say on the left, but I think secretly, we're only up here and you are only out there tonight because we believe in this strange and yes, still flawed project that we call Australia, because we have a stake in its goodness. Our dirty little secret is we criticize this country because we actually love it, because it's good. Now, make some noise if you agree with the following statements. Australian writing and Australian arts, they're good. Yeah. That we're able to have a festival celebrating stories in town hall without masks in the middle of a global pandemic, that's good. Yeah. That we have clean drinking water by switching on a tap, that's good. Yeah. Universal healthcare, that's good. Yeah, gun control, that's good. This current season of MasterChef, that's good. Nakia Louie, Annabelle Crabb, David Marr, Elaine Crummie, John Watson, they're good, they're great. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I might have gotten a bit carried away there. But you know what? To say this country is wholly bad is as gauche as someone describing their Mossman mansion as modest. We on the affirmative team don't think the negative team is wrong per se. Australia is far from perfect. We know Australia can and must be grown up enough to understand you can carry two seemingly competing truths simultaneously. We have to get better at sitting in the discomfort of this country's contradictions. Hold on to the goodness this country offers, because the only other option is to fall into despair. And given the stakes, that's not actually an option. I want us to love this country the way it's been loved and cared for by First Nations people for over 65,000 years. I want to love this country as much as my migrant family and our relatives who saw an opportunity for a better life love this country. I want to love this country and protect it from harm, not the imagined boogeyman harms of refugees, but the harm of inaction, bigotry, and small-mindedness. And if you are honest with yourself, you are only here because you care about this country and its goodness too. Because if you didn't, we wouldn't be here. But mate, how good is it that you are?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to and rate our channel wherever you listen to your podcasts.